Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with documentary writer and director Samir, whose film Iraqi Odyssey is about the displacement of families throughout the Middle East.
Hello, this is Samir speaking.
Hi, this is Jenna. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
I have to think. I mean, I'm so happy that somebody is interested in my film. Hello, then.
Of course, there's so many great moments in it, and it's just such a wonderful movie about being connected, and I love how you do the graphics and the pictures, and it's just really has nostalgic, but it also talks about the future. How did you come up with the idea to do this film this way? It's really, really unique.
You mean how I came along to do it in general, or...?
Yeah, how did you
personal aspect.
Well, how did you come up with the idea to make yourself and your family the subject of a film?
You know, it started during my last film in the 90s. I made a film about Iraqi Jews in Israel. And at that same time, I understood during my researches, you know, I went to Israel and it was very, very difficult for me because they saw on my passport that I'm coming from Iraq. So every time I entered Ben Gurion Airport, they treated me like a terrorist. So I had to do this film out of my interest of, you know, what is the meaning of identity and how do you create your identity? And I thought it's something interesting to go to ask these Arab Jews, which have to, you know, they had to drop their identity of origin and to tell the others, their neighbors, that they are now part of them, even if they come, you know, even if they talk and speak and inherit the culture of their enemy. I thought that's an interesting paradox. But when I did this film, I was really deeply getting closer and closer with these old men and women which I looked for in Israel. And I understood that they are representing my family in a way, you know, because they are the same age. They were the same age like my uncles and aunts and my father. And they told me all these stories which I never heard from my family. When I then presented the film one day at the Centre Culturel Suisse in Paris, my uncle, which didn't appear in this new film, showed up and he watched the film. He was really deeply moved because, as I said, it was his generation he was looking at. And at the end, he asked me, "Mais pourquoi les Juifs? Hein? Pourquoi les Juifs? Pourquoi ne pas notre famille? Why are you not doing a film on our family?" So I thought, yeah, okay, I will do that. Because he, you know, in a way, he found my secret aim, you know, in my life. To be honest, I really believe after that film, I don't know what else to do. You know, I will work. I will go on work with as a filmmaker. But this is the film I had to do, and I understood during the research that I have to do it because in the first place I wanted to honor really this generation because they failed. You know, they had an idea to create a new modern society in their world. And in a way, they failed politically. And I think they were ashamed to talk about their experience and to give it to their successors and to their children. And we had a lack. All kids, you know, when we met in London or in Paris at the family reunions, we were always, you know, they were talking about things which we didn't knew, and we would look at each other and think, what are they talking about? So I had to become, you know, a little bit elder.
What did...
to become able to dig deeper.
Well, that's really very interesting, and I think everybody can relate to it. It's very universal to want to know what your family has done in the past, and there's so many. All families have secrets and things that they hide and don't want to talk about. So I think just from that standpoint, it's really refreshing, and you probably inspire a lot of people to go back and ask questions about their families. How do you feel at the end of this journey now? Are you changed from it, or do you feel like you want to go back and dig into some other stories that you may have heard? Where are you at now, creatively?
What should I say? You know, after that film, it's really hard to think about another documentary, because any other documentary cannot be as deep as that one. You know, where should I go? You know, I would love to do, you know, a film about Baghdad, because it's much more a city of mirrors, you know, and a city of imagination than of reality. And I would love to do a film about that, but it would not compete with Iraqi Odyssey for sure. As next, I have to avoid documentary, and I'm preparing, let's say, a spin-off of that film, and I'm doing a fiction film about migrants, different migrants, which all meet each other in a cafeteria, an Iraqi cafe, in a metropolitan city. We are still discussing if we will do that in Berlin or Paris or London. It could be also Los Angeles, but that's my next project, and I try to, you know, to avoid any thoughts about a new documentary, because documentaries are emotionally much more involved into it than a fiction film. Even though, you know, at the end of any fiction films, all actors and technicians, they hug each other, they cry, and, you know, they say, we will not forget this time forever, but then you are gone. But in a documentary, I'm closer now with my family members than ever. And if anything happens, they call me, and they ask my advice, and I got a lot of respect out of this film, and this is also a little bit a burden, in a way, as an artist, you know?
Well, you also have recognition from Switzerland as its entry for the Academy of Worms. How did that make you feel? How did you find out about that?
Yeah, you have seen the film. So I told my story in the film that I was out of, you know, this rejection as a child and as a adolescent boy, I was really angry with this country, and this grief held it a long time, even if I'm now Swiss. So the recognition of my colleagues to send as the Oscar entry for Switzerland a film with named Iraqi Odyssey is really an irony, you know, and a paradox which I really love, and which also, in a way, even this decision represents my film, because I believe really strongly that we are not anymore belonging to a nation or something like that. And especially if you grew up, you know, like me, in a nation like Switzerland, a tiny nation, but with the diversity on an incredible high level, you know. Each canton is different. They are speaking five different languages, different cultures, different histories, religions. So you know already when you grow up in Switzerland that this is a nation built out of the will of the people. So what that means? So it doesn't mean that there is an homogeneous cultural identity, but an acceptance of diversity. And this is something interesting through the whole world, because and that's why I showed also all the time the globe in my film, to all remember us that we are living on this little tiny, you know, world, this globe in this huge cold vast cold space.
Right.
And we should be aware, you know, and not. So in that sense, I think it makes sense that Switzerland has chosen me, and I'm very, very happy that they have decided to represent themselves as an open-minded society.
I was going to ask you just where it was difficult, just to speak about the filming for a minute, where it was difficult to film, or how, what it was like, because you have so much access to the Middle East that we may not have seen before in a documentary. And was that difficult? And how did you do that logistically?
It looks maybe easy, you know, from outside, that I have easy access to the Middle East. But in the first place, you have to understand that a filmmaker, for the normal people, even if they though love to see films, and even the Arabs, I would say, they are obsessed, you know, with cinema and TV and all that stuff. But if they met someone, if they meet someone, they are always in distance. So it was very difficult to overcome this distance of all these people. And even, you know, I wanted to do the film independently, and that meant that I didn't want to involve the Ministry of Culture in Iraq, nor in the Gulf, wherever, you know, and that makes these people always suspicious. Why is he not working with us? Why is he doing that on his own? You know, even if I had a Swiss passport, it made them always suspicious. He's doing something. So I had to overcome two suspicions, one in my own family and one of these people which should support me, you know, with their agreement to shoot in the streets or make searching in the archives, all that stuff. So it was a real difficult process on that level. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. It was so good talking to you, and I'd love to talk to you for your next film as well. And congratulations, because it's really wonderful what you've done.
Thank you very much. I'm so pleased that you liked my film and your interesting questions. That's always encouraging, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Samir, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. See you. Bye-bye.